People at a Black Lives Matter demonstration yesterday were angry about the fatal shooting of two black men by police in Louisiana and Minnesota last week. While many are hopeful for change in police-community relations, they say there's still a long way to go. I'm WVXU's Bill Reinhart. The demonstration started outside District 1 on Ezra Charles, but the hundreds of people didn't stay there. They marched through downtown and ended in Washington Park. That's where Catherine Elizabeth of Cincinnati was. She says while many Americans think relations between police and African Americans have improved, they haven't.
We live in a different reality than you. My skin, every time I walk into a rent room, I am stared at and looked at maybe by two people, maybe by five, maybe by the whole room. But I notice it. You might not notice it. You don't have the same, you know what I'm saying, perspective as me.
Another woman from Youngstown came specifically for the rally. Sabrina Donaldson says while she wants change, it hasn't happened yet.
Until I feel comfortable being able to allow my son to go out and drive, following the law without having to feel any sense of fear about somebody racially profiling him because he's an African-American 19-year-old male. When that fear is gone, then I can honestly say that things have changed.
Both Donaldson and Elizabeth say it will take people of all races working together to reach peace and justice. Cincinnati police say there were no arrests at yesterday's peaceful demonstration. Bill Reinhart, 91.7 WVXU.